News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And a dense fog advisory in place for both sides of the bay. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up in just 1 minute. Check traffic first with Kane. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department are clear. They do have a school bus broke down, blocking the eastbound lane of Government at Lakeside Drive, but people are able to get around through there. State troopers working an accident at County Road 32 and 55 in Summerdale. Across the Bayway, just heavy fog. They're also on the 65 from Airport all the way up towards Saraland. Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile has over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. They also can help with the IRS with audits or if you owe additional taxes. See them at Azalea City Tax. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Wouldn't it be great to know your car salesman, someone that actually cared about you? At 90 West Auto and Marine, the owners are local Mobilians who probably know the same people you do and sell only well-inspected quality boats, trucks, cars, and RVs. Buy from someone from your community who knows happy clients means long-term success. Shop the large selection of quality brand high-end vehicles at 90 West Auto and Marine next to Mobile Lumber. You'll be glad you shopped their brand new lot and showroom. Visit 90 West Auto and Marine today and tell them you heard about it on FM Talk 106.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect fog this morning, then becoming mostly sunny with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers after midnight, lows in the upper 40s, and then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
708 FM Talk 106.5, 43 degrees now at our studios, sitting at 57 on Dolphin Island. What's up, Dolphin Island? Saw a picture of Mayor Collier after the parade this last weekend with a neck, like Mr. T style, with all the beads he had around his neck. I mean, he was looking like, well, that's when you're the mayor and the parade's on your island there. Yeah, you're probably going to get a lot of throws.
He's the leader of the Dolphin Island A team. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious.
As the list would go, I'm just guessing. So, children. Number one, like, for throws. Mm-hmm. If more throws can go to children. I'll just be frank with you. Pretty women. Okay?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's just being honest.
And number three, the mayor of the town of Dolphin Island. I mean, that's probably how the list goes.
I think so.
Speaking of Mardi Gras, if you hadn't noticed, the Moon Pie Minute is back. The story of Mardi Gras is told by our own Rennie Brabner. Get it throughout the day. And if you don't get it when it plays on air, no worries. No worries. You can go to our website, fmtalk1065.com. It's waiting for you right there under the Moon Pie Minute 2020 tab, right?
Yeah, fmtalk1065.com. It's easy. We've got you that tab right there on the website, and you can also see the entire parade schedule there, or subscribe wherever you get your podcast. And if you're like me, even when I'm reading, I'll have to read a passage or part of a book, and then I don't fully understand it. I go back.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
So with Moon Pie Minutes, it's the same thing. It's the story of Mardi Gras in Mobile, and it's tough to retain all of that information from that 1 minute, so why not go back and give it a listen?
Good stuff. Check it out on our website or where you get your podcast subscriptions. All right, on the way, I will get to the weightlifting kids story. Mm-hmm. This hour, I missed it last hour. We'll get to that story, plus we'll check in with Dr. Bill Williams, and lots to talk about. Of course, in Washington, more for the Republicans and the president's defense team. They went after the Bidens in yesterday's opening argument. Probably more of that today. We'll talk about it. Here at home in Alabama, Steve Klaus bringing the lotto bill back. So it is it's another bite at state-operated lottery. I'll give you details on that. Plus, an internal poll out there from the Jeff Sessions campaign says they lead the Senate race by a wide gap. But Congressman Bradley Byrne, also candidate for Senate, says he is over Tuberville in this new poll. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit as we get closer to primary day. It's March 3rd, y'all. It is not far off when we'll be voting here in Alabama. Also, we'll give you more updates on that boat fire in Scottsboro, Alabama, that I wondered, it just has not gotten the attention statewide that I thought it would. But 8 people are confirmed dead, and they're still searching for others up there in northeast Alabama. Details on that on the way. In sports,
LSU brings back an old friend for the defensive coordinator position, and Auburn basketball at 17-2 keeps dropping in the rankings for some reason.
All right, we'll get to that coming up. And also, yes, it's what's been trending since yesterday on our Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. We'll explain how you do your own campaign slogan for 2020. It's a campaign slogan and name generator. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. More on the story of the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others. Omar Jimenez from Westwood One with more.
NTSB investigators are carefully combing through the wreckage, searching for reasons why the helicopter carrying Kobe Bryant and eight others crashed.
It was a pretty devastating accident scene.
The pilot flying in foggy conditions, one factor federal authorities say could have contributed to the tragedy. The NTSB also digging into the flight's final moments as the pilot flew under special visual flight rules.
2 Echo X-ray, you're still too low level for flight following at this time.
Approximately 4 minutes later, the pilot advised they were climbing to avoid a cloud layer. When ATC asked what the pilot planned to do, there was no reply.
In a 2018 interview, the former NBA star and father of four explained why he often used a helicopter.
Traffic started getting really, really bad, right? And I was sitting in traffic and I wound up missing like a school play. I had to figure out a way where I could still train and focus on the craft, but still not compromise family time. And so that's when I looked into helicopters.
Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, were on their way for some of that family time Sunday, flying to her club basketball game.
Because of her passion, he began to love the game again like he always have.
Alyssa Altobelli, one of Gigi's teammates, was flying to the game with her parents, John and Carrie. Peyton Chester played for Bryant's Lady Mamba's team, too. She was with her mother, Sarah. Their family called them amazing and beautiful. Ara Zobayan's fellow pilot said he had a big personality. Christina Mauser was a teacher and basketball coach, but at home, she had another title, wife and mom.
She was witty, she was gritty, she had an amazing sense of humor.
In tributes, memorials, and even murals, fans keeping Bryant's spirit alive.
Kobe meant a lot to this city, he's my hero.
Current Lakers player LeBron James, who surpassed Bryant's scoring record just hours before his death, writing this emotional reflection. I'm heartbroken and devastated, my brother. I promise you I'll continue your legacy, man. And for Gigi, whose basketball light was just beginning to shine.
Please join us in a 24-second moment of silence.
Her beloved UConn women's basketball team leaving a seat vacant, draped with her jersey number, honoring a life tragically cut short.
All right, 714 FM Talk 106.5. We'll get to Dr. Bill's full weather discussion coming up around 735. Dense fog advisory for Mobile and Baldwin counties. And thank you, Superbomb. Said slowing down on the westbound Bayway west of Chocolata. So, and thank you. Thank you, Superbomb, for using all the specifics in there. I mean, the fact that we're nose east versus west.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a big win for people that often text us here. So, Superbomb nose east versus west. Right, she knows Bayway versus Causeway, and she knows Chocolata Bay. I'm just, that is perfect.
You've done your job.
Yeah, that is awesome. If you ever want to text us traffic information, same text line, 343-0106. We'll pick it up right there. And I have the story of the 9-year-old weightlifter coming up and how you generate your campaign slogan in just a few. Check in with News 5 right now.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The man accused of driving drunk and killing three linemen in Florida will spend the rest of his life in prison. John Gottke was sentenced to life in prison after pleading no contest to hitting the workers as they tried to restore power after Hurricane Michael. Officials say he was driving under the influence when he hit the workers. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says the state will work to close part of the Mississippi State Penitentiary after a recent outbreak of violence at the prison. The governor made that announcement during his first State of the State address last night. Reeves also outlined other priorities for his administration, including pay raises for teachers and improvements to foster care. After a recent string of deadly incidents involving the mentally ill, the Alabama Department of Mental Health is asking for more money to build crisis centers in the state. The department is asking for $18 million this year. With WKRG News 5 local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11. entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for Saturday morning? Ah, Saturday. But wait, in 2 days, it'll be Monday again. Your alarm goes off, and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like a Saturday? Retirement can feel like that, but you should start making plans today. Andrew McNair is your everyday can be Saturday retirement professional. Andrew and his team at Swan Capital can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it Saturday? It sure feels like Saturday. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your Everyday Can Be Saturday advisor right now at 251-220-2296. Andrew and the team can help you put together a retirement income plan so you can have that Saturday feeling every day of the week. Call or text PLAN, P-L-A-N, to 251-220-2296 right now. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
LSU brings back Pelini. Freddie Kitchens heads to New York. And Auburn basketball drops another spot in the top 25 rankings. It's 717 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football, LSU has rehired Bo Pelini to take over as the Tigers' defensive coordinator. Pelini has been the head coach at Youngstown State since 2015 after coaching at Nebraska from 08 to 2014. He previously served as LSU's defensive coordinator from 2005 to 2007, helped the Tigers to a national championship in 07. Pelini's replacing Dave Aranda, who was LSU's defensive coordinator the past four seasons before he left this offseason for the head coaching job at Baylor. Aranda had been the highest paid assistant in college football, making $2.5 million per year. ESPN reports that Pelini will receive a multi-year contract on par with that annual pay for Aranda. In NFL news, police in Rocky River, Ohio, have released dash cam video from a traffic stop last Tuesday involving Cleveland Browns running back Kareem Hunt. In the video, Hunt was found with a small amount of marijuana, an open container of vodka, and told an officer that he would fail a drug test. Hunt was pulled over on suspicion of speeding, and according to the police report, the officer took Hunt to the police cruiser after detecting the smell of marijuana coming from the car. During the stop, police found that marijuana in a backpack with Hunt's name on it, but ended up citing him only for speeding. The Browns said last week that they were aware and looking into the incident. Hunt's head coach from this season with the Browns, Freddie Kitchens, has found a new job in the NFL. ESPN reports that Kitchens will join the New York Giants as the tight ends coach. The former Alabama quarterback was fired after a 6-10 season with the Browns. He joins the coaching staff of new Giants head coach Joe Judge back in 2004 and 2005. Judge and Kitchens were together at Mississippi State. Kitchens was the Bulldogs' tight ends coach. Judge was first a player and then a graduate assistant. After firing Kitchens, Cleveland hired Minnesota offensive coordinator Kevin Stefanski to become their new head coach. Now the Browns have hired a general manager. Adam Schefter reported yesterday that the Browns have reached an agreement with Eagles VP of football operations Andrew Berry. Berry will be the Browns' general manager and executive vice president of football operations. The 32-year-old will be the youngest general manager in the NFL. In the newest men's AP Top 25 poll, Baylor is ranked number one for the second straight week. The top seven teams are unchanged for the first time this year. Gonzaga is ranked number two, Kansas third, and San Diego State fourth. The Aztecs are still the only undefeated team in the nation at 21-0. Florida State is number five, Louisville number six, and Dayton number seven. Villanova is up one to number eight. Duke is down one spot to number nine, and Seton Hall rounds out the top 10. Kentucky is up two spots from last week to number 13. Auburn is down one to number 17. And finally, another SEC team joins the top 25. LSU on an eight-game win streak moves up to number 22. Florida and Arkansas each got votes but remain unranked. In the NBA last night, Luka Doncic had 29 points and 11 rebounds, leading Dallas past Oklahoma City 107-97. Houston beat Utah 126-117, with the Rockets' Eric Gordon scoring a career-high 50 points. Chicago beat San Antonio 110-109. Miami got the win over Orlando 113-92. Cleveland beat Detroit 115-100, and Sacramento beat Minnesota in overtime 133-129. The Lakers were set to play the Clippers tonight at the Staples Center. The NBA has postponed that out of deference to the Lakers organization after the passing of Kobe Bryant and his daughter. 721 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. Dr. Bill Williams on the way with our forecast. A little bit of a rain roller coaster this week, but looks a lot better by the weekend. Hey, heads up here. I think tomorrow's our day for the maids to arrive at the Sullivan household. It's always a great day of the week when they reset the clock on the mess that my family makes. Hey, let the maids do the same thing for you. You can get a free estimate right now on your place by calling 344-6626. 344-6626. Not only give yourself and your family the gift of clean, get the gift of time back. You think about the amount of hours in a week you spend cleaning the house and scrubbing all that. What you could be doing work-wise. I mean, think about what you'd be billing, whatever you do, if you weren't cleaning the house. Or maybe just that time back in your schedule. More time with the family, more time with friends. Got hobbies you enjoy, more time for that. It is a gift of time that comes along with that great gift of clean from the maids. I've been using them since October. Love the service, love the folks. Shelby and the team that work at our house, they're fantastic, and they use those HEPA filter vacuums, which, by the way, are the backpack vacuums, so they look like Ghostbuster style. They come in. 99% of all that stuff that builds up in our homes this time of year, like bacteria, allergens, pollen, pet dander, other pollutants, dust, 99% of that picked up by the HEPA filtration in these heavy-duty vacuums used by the maids. Get a free estimate today. See what they can do for you. 344-6626. Or you can just Google the maids for Mobile and Baldwin County, and you'll see that number, 344-6626. Traffic with Kane on the way next.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect fog this morning, then becoming mostly sunny with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape in studio, and we're talking about landscape projects and why we need to get moving on this right now.
If you're thinking of doing a landscape project this year, if that's on your list of to-dos, now is a really good time for several reasons. There's plenty of rainfall right now. Mm-hmm. The temperature is still pretty cool outside. Soil temperature is warm, so the plants are growing really well. Another one is you get the plants in now, there's a really long window to get those plants established before the real stress of July, August, September. Those are pretty tough seasons for the plants. And if you get them in and get them established before then, you're doing really well. I guess the last one is that we've got some incentive programs, specials, if you will, for whatever your project might be. We want to get people in and planting early because it's just better for the project. So if you've got an irrigation project, if you've got a new patio, walkway or wall, or a new entrance or a new backyard, we've got some different specials throughout the season.
How do we get in touch?
You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home for Auburn Tigers basketball. This is Andy Burcham. Join us for the Tigers' entire SEC schedule and postseason tournaments.
Brought to you in part by your CBD store of West Mobile with the highest quality natural CBD products, Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar, and D&K Suit Discounters, your wedding headquarters on the Beltline.
Check our website, fmtalk1065.com, for opponents and game times.
Good morning, everyone, from the AzaleaCityTax.com traffic center. A dense fog advisory until 9 a.m., but the good news is a couple of accidents we've had. Officers have been able to move out of the roadway, but we still have that disabled school bus broke down, blocking the eastbound lane of Government and Lakeside Drive. Fog has been a big player this morning, so be careful. The Trellis Room, located inside the Battle House Hotel, has a new look and a new menu with emphasis on Italian cuisine. Enjoy a family-style experience in a spectacular setting. They look forward to welcoming you to the new international dining experience at the Trellis Room at the Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 725 and 43 degrees now at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Dr. Bill, about 10 minutes away with the full weather. Actually, less than probably 8 minutes away. Doc, when do you get... Eight minutes away with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. We'll talk about the rain this week, but a pretty weekend, it looks like, ahead. You heard the promo there for Auburn Hoops. Tonight, Auburn Hoops, 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So when this happens, and this, hey, people are like, when did this happens every winter when you carry basketball. So Auburn comes on at 8. So Two Guys and Some Change usually comes on at 8 with Ron and Angelo. They're moving to 1 o'clock today. So Midday Mobile, noon to 1. Then from 1 to 2 will be Two Guys and Some Change. All right, so check it out today, midday, right here on FM Talk 106.5. I want to get to this story here because this is, as I have started a renewed attempt to work out, I've gone back to the weight room after 25 years.
I was going to say, you're looking jacked.
Thank you. Thank you. Over at Personal Edge Fitness with Garrett Williamson and Gary and the whole gang there, yesterday was a heavy day. Heavy day, but it's good. It's good. It's getting results. And then I look at this 9-year-old kid in Louisiana. Tate Fegley started working out and lifting weights about 18 months ago. Since then, he's broken 7 records in his weight class, 3 in a single day. Now he's one of the strongest third graders in the United States. Story from WKRG.com. Tate can bench press. Okay, y'all, he's 9.
Mm-hmm.
He's 9. Now, there's some big 9-year-olds out there, but he can bench press 92 pounds.
Oh.
He can squat 190. He can deadlift 230 pounds. He said he never set out with the goal of breaking records. He said, I just love watching them work out and lifting weights. His coach here and trainer, Tate's trainer, said he works ridiculously hard. It's very motivating to see, and I think that's 99% of his progress. Tate's parents have offered reassurance along the way as well. Said it was never about if we could break records. He started the process. He got better, and all we did was encourage him. Tate is heading to Florida this summer in hopes of winning a national championship. But 9-year-old... bench press at 92, squatting 190, deadlifting 230, y'all.
So if he's
9.
If he's 9 and deadlifting 230 and he continues at this rate, he'll be deadlifting 1,000 by the time he's 16.
You see the pictures of this kid. It's unreal.
I will make a prediction that I'm sure that he'll be invited to Arnold's Mr. Olympia event. You know,
yes.
Arnold has that huge week, I think, leading into the Olympia event every year.
Yes.
I'm sure he'll be a special guest of the governor next summer.
That's a good thing. Let's celebrate this kid. He found something like that he's good at, and he's excelling. So y'all check it out. And before we run to the news break here, if you'll look at the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5, something started yesterday. It's been a lot of fun, and so if you're one of the people that's not on Twitter, I wish you would be, and once you sign up, follow us at FM Talk 106.5. But for everybody else, started this thing yesterday. Somebody had put out you have these generators, your whatever name, you pick this, this, and this, and mm-hmm. it generates your name. Okay, so this one that was put out yesterday is your presidential campaign slogan, okay? What you do is you get your first name plus 2020, okay, and the last thing you said to your pet.
Okay.
Okay, so your first name, 2020, the last thing you said to your pet. And yours?
Let's see, mine would be Dalton 2020, let's go to bed.
This would be a very successful campaign slogan there.
I think so.
Our buddy Katarina Lukatic from News 5, Katarina 2020, be a good girl. That's on. Bino, it's not as positive. Sean 2020, quit being a doofus. So what you do, you take your first name, 2020, and the last thing you said to your pet. You can hit us up on the text line at 343-0106. I'd like to hear your slogan. Get them in.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama lawmakers could revive the debate over a state lottery. Representative Steve Klaus says he will introduce a lottery bill when the new legislative session begins next week. Klaus's proposal would split proceeds between the state's pre-K program and college scholarships. A proposal to start a state lottery cleared the Alabama Senate last year, did not get a vote in the House. A Mobile man charged in a deadly boat crash will spend the next 12 years in jail. Stephen Engel pleaded guilty to manslaughter for a crash that happened in 2018. Engel was driving a boat drunk when he slammed into a pylon near the causeway, killing 2 people. A new survey from Frito-Lay says Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi are among the most joyful states in the country. According to the findings, the number one reason to smile in Alabama is friendly people. For Mississippi, it's the small-town feel, while people in Florida are happy about the weather. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is kicking off the new year with a brand new store in D'Iberville, Mississippi, and an incredible deal on Liberty's USA 30. The USA 30 has a flexible interior with 40 minutes of fire protection for only $899. Right now, save $200, but hurry because quantities are limited. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? I-65 and Moffett Road in Mobile, and the new location, 3663 Sangatti Boulevard in D'Iberville.
Department is now urging Americans to reconsider traveling to anywhere in China, not just the province where the deadly coronavirus is believed to have originated. Correspondent David Culber in Beijing says the U.S. government is evacuating its citizens.
There's about 1,000 Americans within the city of Wuhan in particular, and we know that there's a flight leaving later today, and that's going to have diplomats, their families. It's going to be a long flight, and it's going to be a long journey altogether because they get back to the U.S., they'll be in quarantine for up to 14 days.
Wuhan is a huge city in central China where the virus was first identified. This is the third and final day of opening arguments by lawyers defending President Trump against two articles of impeachment. Mr. Trump will release his administration's long-awaited Middle East plan at the White House today. The British government said today it will let the huge Chinese telecommunications company Huawei have a limited role in building the country's high-speed mobile network. The U.S. had asked Britain to ban the company from having any role. Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Pittsburgh-based Arconic Incorporated says it expects to lose $400 million in sales and could cut jobs this year as a result of Boeing's halted production of the 737 MAX. The company says uncertainty over MAX production is the biggest challenge facing it this year, complicating plans to split the company into one business focused on aerospace parts and another on aluminum rolling. But Arconic shares rose 5% yesterday after it reported a higher profit for its latest quarter. The Federal Trade Commission and New York Attorney General say jailed drug company founder Martin Shkreli and an associate violated competition laws by working to block rivals from introducing generic forms of an anti-parasite drug. In a new lawsuit, the FTC in New York claimed the efforts by Shkreli to prevent competitors from producing generic versions of the drug continue to this day. Shkreli was sentenced to 7 years in prison in 2018 on securities fraud charges and is imprisoned in Pennsylvania. Now that's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 2nd. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Got that fog hanging around for Mobile and Baldwin counties this morning.
Yeah, and in those areas that did not get a lot of fog, and particularly open areas, got rather chilly. Got well down into the 30s in some locations this morning, a little bit colder than we expected. But we've got a nice day ahead of us because once that fog breaks up and Skies will be mostly sunny, and we should warm into the 60s today, possibly as high as 65 degrees for this afternoon. Now, tonight, clouds move in, and we'll see some showers develop after midnight. Low tonight will be in the upper 40s, and the reason for the rain coming in, a storm system coming out of Texas that'll track right along the Gulf Coast tomorrow. So tomorrow will be a cloudy day with periods of rain, and the high tomorrow will be about 62 degrees. The rain will move out tomorrow evening, and then on Thursday we should be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy at times, and a high temperature in the lower 60s. And then on Friday, another storm system comes out of Texas, and looks like cloudy skies with showers on Friday with a high around 60 degrees. That storm system will move on through for Friday night, and then Saturday will become mostly sunny on the high in the low 60s, and then plenty of sunshine and possibly into the upper 60s for Sunday afternoon. So we've got some rain in the forecast for Wednesday, Friday, and then that leaves us with a rather nice weekend.
All right, so the weekend ahead, yeah, we got to look at that. But okay, the best chance of rain is what day this week?
Wednesday, okay. And Friday.
Okay, and is any of that severe weather or just showers?
Just showers. We don't expect any severe weather with these two systems coming out of Texas, but just a good old rain, and we're going to get it over with before the weekend.
All right, Dr. Bill, remind folks, too, because there's big news yesterday, multiple locations added, well, one name, but multiple locations added for locations to pick up the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
Yeah, Hancock Whitney Banks in Mobile, and also over on the Eastern Shore. They have copies of the Almanac, and of course we have a number of locations here in Mobile, also West Marine and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and Classic Cars, and also Robert Moore Christmas Town. I also want to thank some of our advertisers that make it possible for the Almanac, and Alabama Power, Chemco Metal Buildings, Smith Electric, and the Moffett Road Storage. And they all have advertised and, as I said, make it possible for us to do this Almanac each year.
Yeah, we appreciate them for sure, Dr. Bill, as we do you, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. And yeah, one of the two people behind the Mobile Weather Marine Almanac. So check it out. They've only been doing it for decades.
He knows his stuff.
Yeah, be pretty good at that. All right, 737 FM Talk 106.5. We've gotten a huge response here to people generating their campaign slogan for 2020. If you didn't catch it earlier, it was just something that I had going on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. If you're on Twitter, please follow us at FM Talk 106.5. If you've been considering getting on Twitter, when you do get on there, follow us at FM Talk 106.5. And it is, and while you're there too, FM Talk 106.5 pods, mm-hmm. They get our podcast, and Dalton Norwig, at Dalton Norwig.
Yeah, at Dalton Norwig. That's where you'll find me.
All right. And you'll see one of the discussions that went from yesterday into today is the newest name generator. There's all these name generators out there. You pick this, and it equals that.
All right.
This is your presidential campaign slogan, okay, which is your first name plus 2020, mm-hmm. like the year, and the last thing you said to your pet, right? And we had talked about yours was...
Mine was Dalton 2020, let's go to bed.
Which I think could be a popular
campaign. If it had been before that, it would be Dalton 2020, quit licking the baby.
Both of them could be successful campaign slogans. Mine wasn't as positive.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was Sean 2020, quit being a doofus.
Yeah, now, was Cookie or Cuddles being the doofus?
That was, that was Cuddles.
Okay.
He was, but they both get referred to as doofus, but he was a specific doofus in that case. I don't know what kind of doofus-like thing he was doing, but that's how he gets referred. So that was Sean 2020, quit being a doofus. So then we opened it up on the text line.
I mean, there have been some outstanding presidential slogans here. You got Brian 2020, be good and enjoy your treats. Frank 2020, go do your business. And we had several variations of that. We had Haywood 2020, go pee. Bob 2020, let's go potty. This one's fun. Catherine said, Catherine 2020, wiggle, wiggle, butt, butt. And probably my favorite so far, only because, well, I've said this a bunch of times, Fred 2020, quit scratching on the blank door.
I like this one from Brent. Brent 2020, get in your crate. That's a little more of a totalitarian regime coming in there. Leslie 2020, give me a kiss. There's a bunch of them.
You know, this one would actually work. Philip, Philip 2020, get in the truck.
That's good. That's, yeah. I'd sign on to a campaign that said something about get in the truck. It's good stuff. Y'all can keep them coming on our text line at 343-0106. You take your first name, then 2020, and then the last thing you said to your pet.
That's genius.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun. So y'all can keep them coming at 343-0106. Also, a good number to keep handy on the telephone, because right now I'm looking for caller number 6 to pick up a pass for you and a date. Couples pass to the Joy of Life Ball coming up Saturday at the Daphne Civic Center. It is a full Mardi Gras ball with also an auction, but you got the food, you got the drink, you got the dancing, you got the partying going on, you got an auction going on. You have, 7 to 1 in the morning. So you have, like, the way I count that, 6 hours of fun.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right. I'm not good with right. math.
Good. 6 hours of fun that you can enjoy. I don't know that I'll make it till 1 a.m., but I'm going to be there. I'm one of the MCs for the event. Dalton and the lovely Mrs. Dalton will be there, as we have a table full of us from FM Talk 106.5 will be there. So hopefully you come by and say hello. It is de rigueur, so dudes, it's tails for us.
Yep.
Ladies, you know the drill. You know what to have. But looking for caller 6 right now at 343-0106, because I'm going to hook you up with that couple's pass to come out on Saturday night. And buy your tickets as well by going to joyoflifegulfcoast.org, because 100% of the proceeds from this event, this already fun, cool thing to go do, benefits St. Jude. St. Jude Children's Hospital that we think so much of here at FM Talk 106.5, and I know you do as well. 100% of the proceeds from this event go to St. Jude. Great charity, and it's going to be a great time, Mardi Gras ball style, on Saturday night in Daphne. Good luck. 7:42, we'll check traffic coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet David Green of personal injury law firm Green & Phillips. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Whether you are looking for additional investment properties, new tenants, or a home to rent, the Roberts Brothers Property Management Team can help. Our team has over 7 decades of real estate experience in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. We are ready to help you in any way we can. Visit rentwithrobertsbrothers.com for more information.
David Green owned a successful landscape company when he announced to his wife that he was done with it and was headed to law school. Today, he employs 6 lawyers and 60 support staff and is well known across the area for his prolific advertising for his legal services. Per David, business is good and getting better. And next on his task list is to get his new practice in Atlanta up and running. We discuss legal trends, insurance companies, and, strangely enough, forgiveness. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey. Thank you so much for the card and breakfast in bed and that special cuddle time we had. I want you to know how much I love you, and I always want to be with you.
Aw, that's sweet, honey. What the? Cemetery plots? Oh my God, cemetery plots? Really, Dave? Really? You know, this may come in handy sooner than you think.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. How may I help you?
Ron, I know it's Valentine's Day, but are you open?
Dave, you're not the first guy to call and ask me that this morning. Come on in, Dave. You know Mobile Bay Coins has always got you covered.
I love you, man.
So does your attorney.
Mobile Bay Coin, 2204 Government Street. So much more than a coin store.
Hey, slow down, buddy. This ain't Talladega. And that race car driver's number on your back window? You ain't him. Truth is, just 10 miles over the speed limit and your chances of killing someone are 4 times higher. So forget the number on your window and memorize the one on that orange prison jumpsuit. Stop speeding before speeding stops you.
Drive safe, Alabama. A message from your Alabama Department of Transportation.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. northbound 65 from the 65 split off of I-10 all the way to I-165. You're seeing thick fog there, also across the Bayway, but once you get to Daphne, it's clear all the way to Malbus with no new wrecks in the roadways. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone. From the independent art, books, and clothing to the oddity items like skulls and two-headed turtles. See them at SerpentsofBienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:45 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, and a winner, Jeff,
going to join us on Saturday night at the Joy of Life Ball. Looking forward to meeting Jeff and his wonderful date, and I'll probably have a big plate of food when I meet up with Jeff and everyone else who's won tickets this week.
All right, can't wait to see you out there. Good work. We'll give you more chances to win coming up on the midday show today, and as we have time, we'll go back through some of these campaign slogans. Tony 2020, don't chew the extension cord.
Like that right one. Now, that works for my toddler also. Yes. Like, get away.
Yes, don't. You have multiple critters and human and a human yeah. that will chew extension cords.
But telling a toddler get away doesn't work.
They just look at you.
I just have to go pick her up.
And this is, Dan, I don't know if I can, but we'll say that one next hour when the kids are in school, Dan. Keep them coming. Your campaign slogan, your first name, 2020, and the last thing you said to your pet. And send it to our text line, 343-0106. Sports with Dalton next.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Wrench has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect, with best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
LSU brings back Pelini, Freddie Kitchens heads to New York, and Auburn basketball drops another spot in the top 25 rankings. It's 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In college football, LSU has rehired Bo Pelini to take over as the Tigers' defensive coordinator. Pelini has been the head coach at Youngstown State since 2015, after he coached at Nebraska from 08 to 2014. He previously served as LSU's defensive coordinator from 2005 to 2007 and helped the Tigers to a national championship in 07. Pelini's replacing Dave Aranda, who served as LSU's defensive coordinator the past four seasons before leaving for the head coaching job at Baylor. In NFL news, police in Rocky River, Ohio, have released dash cam video from a traffic stop last Tuesday involving Cleveland Browns running back Kareem Hunt. In the video, Hunt was found with a small amount of marijuana, an open container of vodka, and told the officer that he would fail a drug test. Hunt was pulled over on suspicion of speeding. According to the police report, Officer Michael Asbury took Hunt to the police cruiser after he detected the smell of marijuana coming from Hunt's car. During the stop, police found the marijuana in a backpack with Hunt's name on it, but cited him only for speeding. Brown said last week that they were, quote, aware and looking into the incident. Hunt's head coach from this season with the Browns, Freddie Kitchens, has found a new job in the NFL. ESPN reports that Kitchens will join the New York Giants as the tight ends coach. The former Alabama quarterback was fired from Cleveland after a 6-10 season. After firing Kitchens, Cleveland hired Minnesota offensive coordinator Kevin Stefanski to become their new head coach, and now the Browns have hired a general manager. Adam Schefter reported yesterday that the Browns have reached an agreement with Eagles Vice President of Football Operations Andrew Berry. Berry will not only be the Browns' general manager, will also be the executive vice president of football operations. The 32-year-old will be the youngest general manager in the NFL. In college basketball, the UConn women's basketball program and the U.S. national team honored Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna at the start of their exhibition game on Monday. The two died on Sunday in a helicopter crash in Los Angeles. Gianna was a big fan of the Huskies, went to several of their games with her father. Bryant said that his 13-year-old was, quote, hell-bent on going to UConn to play college basketball. On Monday, UConn placed a number 2 jersey with flowers on their bench in tribute to Gianna, and on social media referred to her as a Husky forever. In the newest men's AP Top 25 poll, Baylor is ranked number 1 for the second straight week. The top 7 teams are unchanged for the first time this season. Gonzaga is ranked number 2, Kansas 3rd, and San Diego State 4th. The Aztecs are still the only undefeated team in the nation at 21-0. Florida State is number 5, Louisville number 6, and Dayton number 7. Villanova's up 1 to number 8, Duke down 1 to number 9, and Seton Hall rounds out the top 10. Kentucky's up 2 spots from last week to number 13, Auburn down 1 to number 17, and finally another SEC team joins the top 25. LSU on an 8-game win streak moves up to number 22. Florida and Arkansas each got votes but remain unranked. It's 7:51. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. northbound 65 from the 65 split off of I-10 all the way to I-165. You're seeing thick fog there, also across the Bayway. But once you get to Daphne, it's clear all the way to Malbus with no new wrecks into roadways. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone. From the independent art, books, and clothing to the oddity items like skulls and two-headed turtles. See them at SerpentsofBienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect fog this morning, then becoming mostly sunny with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Y'all are great. Y'all are great. Text line 343-0106 says people are texting in their campaign slogan for 2020, which, by the way, the formula is your first name, then 2020, and the last thing you said to your pet. We'll read some more of these coming up after 8 o'clock. And by the way, too, usually Quinn Hillier joins us at 8:05. He's going to be at 8:30 this morning. So a little bit of shift in schedule. So we got a couple things to talk about. One of the things I want to talk about with y'all is the poll that came out from, now this is an internal poll. Okay, internal poll from the Sessions campaign. Now, when you hear internal poll, it's not that it's, because it's not that they're not true, but you do need to look at methodology and questions asked. Mm-hmm. That's why you can look at, it could be a presidential race, it could be a race for dog catcher, whatever, and you're like, the polls are very different on this. It's the questions that are part of this.
And the sample size.
Yes, very much so. And so you can have legitimate polls, right, that they sampled enough people and they did these things and it was random. They can have different results because of the usually the methodology is the key to it. This is coming from internal poll from the Sessions campaign. It says the following survey was conducted by On Message, Inc. in Alabama. Telephone interviews were conducted on January 13th through 15th, 2020. The survey consists of 700 likely GOP primary voters and was stratified to reflect historic voter trends. The margin of error for this survey is plus or minus 3.7%. So that's you know, it's not horrible, but it's not great for the margin of error. And so they ran through this and they said, thinking about, here's the main question. It said, thinking about next year's Republican primary election in March, which let me point out, it's this year's, right?
Good point.
Right. If the if the election for senator were held today and the candidates were Jeff Sessions, Tommy Tuberville, Bradley Byrne, Roy Moore, Stanley Adair, Arnold Mooney, and Ruth Page Nelson, for whom would you vote?
Okay.
So that was the question. With now 40, and you can factor in margin of error, but let's say 43% at the top end, say Sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now remember, Sessions campaign's looking at the possibility of if they get to 51, they could avoid a runoff,
right?
Or whomever's. So it's, I'll give you the top number. This will be not reduced for margin of error, but I'll make it the same across all of them. 43% said Sessions, 21% said Tuberville, 22% said Bradley Byrne.
That's a shift.
Big shift there. 8% said Roy Moore. 1% said other, so I don't know if that's Adair or Mooney or Nelson, and 6% were undecided. Mm-hmm. So, which that last number I think is pretty interesting because we've seen some numbers in the 20% range for undecided in other polls. This is showing only 6% undecided.
And
that's significant.
But even if that poll holds true at 43%, it's still a tough road to climb if Sessions is looking to climb past 50.
Yeah, that's what they want, of course, to avoid the runoff. What I would argue that the Byrne and the Tuberville camps are looking at is, okay, we're going to be the other person in the runoff. How do we make sure we get there? And do you get there by trying to, if you could only turn and really go after one of the other people in the election, do you go after, if you're Byrne or Tuberville, do you go after Sessions or do you go after Byrne or Tuberville?
Mm.
Do you find it out there, or you try to reduce the big number of 43% for Sessions?
And listening to you and Jeff Poor and so many other that know state politics the way you do, it sounds like a runoff this year could be maybe even more contentious or more of a wild card than runoffs most years.
Except for the last time this happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll point that out. Last time it was strange and more, remember, but we ended up with, by the way, Congressman Jones. So, all right. Shane, I like that. Shane 2020, get out of the litter box. We'll get some more of these when we come back. Talking to you next. Turning up your voice at 343-0106. This is FM Talk 106.5.